Om Shanti, today is 26th February 2026. Bhog was just offered in Om Shanti Bhavan and we'll now be listening to the Bhog message via Shashi Devi. Om Shanti. Carrying loving remembrances with myself from all of you as I reach the subtle region. What did I see there? There was a decorative, sparkling curtain, and behind that curtain, what was visible were beautiful stars. Baba too was observing the sparkle and the specialities of the stars behind this curtain. Baba said, "Come, child, look at this." I then said, "Why are these stars behind the curtain, behind the veil?" Baba explained, "Today, Baba especially invited all the children to the subtle region. These are Baba's specially loved children. And Baba is very, very happy to see everyone's specialities. And as the curtain opened, the stars became more visible and it was a very beautiful scene. So all these stars, that is the children, they come before Baba as he was calling them to him. They stand in a half moon circle around Baba. Then after a few seconds, I noticed a very beautiful place that became visible. Lotus flowers became visible and Baba presented each child with a flower, a lotus flower. So I was surprised to see how Baba was welcoming all the children. Baba then said, "Yes, child. Today Baba has specially invited the children. And so this is why Baba himself is welcoming the children." And as Baba gave each child a lotus, the lotus was reaching their hand, but as soon as it was touching their hand, for some, their petals were falling off. Some were becoming a bit crumpled. So each one's situation was different. So the children start to ask Baba, "Why is this happening?" Baba then explained, "Look at the flower closely. So on the lotus flower, the main stem was written bodiless stage. And another area of the lotus was written the stage of being detached, of being in the stage of retirement. And in the third area was written be the detached observer and the embodiment of remembrance. And another area was written the children who maintain their self-respect. The title of self-respect." Baba then explained, "From the time you became Baba's children, you are leading a life like a lotus flower. But in your spiritual efforts, from time to time, the practice of being bodiless, of being beyond the body, becomes a bit slack. And from time to time, the children's intellects get drawn towards old relationships, old matters of the past, they get stuck. So even though they want to become the conquerors of attachment, they're not able to attain it. And what else happens? The children start to worry about certain things. Why is this happening? Why is this happening? How is this? It's because of this person and that person. So this kind of thinking does not allow them to experience their inner stage, their true form. Baba has already told the children that as you move ahead, according to the time, even without wishing it, certain things are going to come in front of you. So don't look at the circumstances or situations, but maintain your seat of self-respect. Baba has given the children the titles of self-respect. So become the embodiment of all those titles of self-respect. So as Baba was speaking, the children stabilized themselves in that stage. And they all transformed into the deities who are seated on the lotus flower. Baba then said, come my children, those who have rights over self-respect, those who have rights to the father's heart throne, and those who have rights to the future throne, world throne. So as Baba was saying all of this, as Baba said this, a very beautiful heart-shaped throne appeared. In order to be seated on that, or go up and climb onto the heart throne, were four steps. So as the children will start to climb the stairs to this throne, their feet were getting stuck, not able to move ahead. Some got stuck on the first step, some on the second, third, some on the fourth step. The feet just came to a standstill. Baba then said, look closely at these steps. So on the first step was written, may you be the embodiment of remembrance, the detached observer. So Baba explained, as you remain a detached observer, the embodiment of remembrance, you'll be able to move ahead in your efforts. And on the second step was written, may you be free from obstacles. There are different situations coming in front of the children. They are coming to play their games. But you children have to be the detached observer, be seated on the seat of self-respect, and be free from obstacles. Be obstacle-proof. And on the third step was written, may you be a right hand in Baba's task. Sometimes the children come under the influence of Maya and forget certain things. You are the right hands in Baba's service, in Baba's task. And on the fourth step to this heart throne was written, may you be those who are seated on God's heart throne. So this is the aim that you children maintain, that you have to become equal to the Father, and only then can you be seated on God's heart throne. What else did Baba show the children? It was a sun-like object, a circular object. So Baba said, always remember that you are with the Sun of Knowledge. The Sun of Knowledge is your canopy of protection. And so you will have experiences, special experiences accordingly. So as the children crossed over these four steps, they seated themselves on this heart throne and they were giving the experience of being world sovereigns. Baba said, Baba always sees the children on his heart throne and invites you to the subtle region to give you good experiences. But sometimes the children have this practice or this habit of coming off the heart throne from time to time. So according to the time, you children have to maintain an elevated inner stage in order to glorify the Father in the world. Remember the service that Baba has given you. Baba is revealing you in the world. But in order to glorify or reveal God in the world, you have to elevate your inner stage to the highest form. Don't worry too much about circumstances and situations, but maintain your stage of being a detached observer. So Baba showed all the children in their form of being world sovereigns, the deities, world emperors and empresses. So Baba said, you are those future world emperors and empresses. And Baba is very pleased to see all of you children. Through Baba's drishti, it was so everyone was showered with golden flowers. And again Baba showed the children the image of the lotus flower. And everyone was very, very pleased to receive this gift of the lotus. So it's a very beautiful dance of all these souls and all the Brahmin souls along with their lotus flowers. I then offered bhog to Baba. Baba fed the bhog to all the children. And once again, Baba gave each child the lotus flower and said, so according to the time, create your stage of being the lotus flower. Time will show its games, but you children have to create your stage of being a lotus and glorify the Father. I then returned. I then gave remembrances to those who had sent special remembrances to Baba. I then returned. Om Shanti.